All right. Speaking of dying, let's talk of another depressing
As I lay
here.
Dying.
About the spinach. Maybe y'all have heard a little bit about the spinach.
Yes, we have.
And I had a, we want to talk a little bit about the spinach. Now, the good news is this is not Texas spinach. But the bad news is it scared some people into believing that from now on all spinach is, you know, is bad. A lot of people, you know, throw away the baby with the bathwater if they hear one little thing's wrong with the spinach. And now this could have happened to lettuce just as easily. And probably,
right.
You know, it could have happened to lettuce.
Any greens?
It's any greens. And I hate that this happened, mainly because it gives spinach a bad name. And as I've told y'all before, I think it was last week, you know, within 100 miles of this, of where we're broadcasting, 50% of all the spinach in the United States is grown.
That's what you told us.
So this is a major Texas crop. It's a major Texas crop, and the spinach growers are not extremely happy about this bad name being put on spinach.
Okay.
In fact, I got this information from somebody who sent it to me out of a newspaper, and the caption is "When spinach is bad for you." This came from Investors Business Daily, September the 18th. Environmentalism—that's it's under the name of environmentalism. Organic spinach appears to be the culprit behind the 20-state outbreak of deadly E. coli poisoning, casting further doubt on Green's claims that organic is safer. Now, this is in the paper. I didn't write this. I could have written this. Organic growers, including spinach farms, the spinach farm suspected of E. coli outbreak, use fertilizer made from manure rather than synthetic chemicals. Oh no, we wouldn't want to use those synthetic chemicals on. We like to use natural stuff.
They kill the microorganisms.
Yeah, I mean it's a terrible thing. And let's see now, how many people have been killed by using chemical fertilizers on crops? Let's see how many.
None.
Oh, okay. But anyway, rather than said, the dangerous bacteria such as E. coli can be found in animal waste. Really? It is found in animal waste for 100 years. And composting, unlike those evil pesticides, they got evil in quotes. I like this writer. Those evil pesticides doesn't always kill the bacteria.
Oh.
Now, see,
that's a bummer.
Why does he even put in the composting? They certainly weren't using
They don't compost the manure they put on there. Anyway, California-based Natural Selection Foods, the country's largest grower of organic produce, has recalled its packaged spinach throughout the U.S. Its best-known brand, Earthbound. That's where you are if you eat the spinach.
No, yeah.
Earthbound Farm grows the organic spinach found in packaged salad fixing that have become the mainstay of restaurants and supermarkets. So that's got everybody jumping and crazy, you know, oh, I can't eat spinach anymore. Like I said, this can happen to any greens crop. So we get an email about this from Lytle, Texas. Several of us have picked some wonderful horse manure. Wonderful horse manure. I love wonderful manure, Milton. I spread a lot myself. From a local vet that breeds horses. Surely, surely that local vet that breeds horses wouldn't have E. coli in his horse manure.
How do you know the vet's name is Shirley? Doesn't even stink?
No, hybrid horse manure doesn't stink.
Okay.
Beck doesn't believe his stinks. We are composting it right now with this spinach and E. coli from cow manure that's happening right now. Do we have anything to be worried about using horse manure? My parents are in their mid-80s right now, and of course I have a concern with their health too, because they are consuming produce that will be putting the compost. If you have the habit of using your garden as a toilet, You should also wash the greens, because E. coli can come if from.
That or don't pee on your vegetables.
Yeah, there you go. And even if you do, you can on greens if you wash them afterwards.
Okay.
You got that method?
Yeah.
If you're using
Are we recording this? This is one of Jerry's classes.
Yeah, this is a recorder. If you use your garden as a toilet, be sure to wash all the greens and even the root crops.
So why don't you just always wash the greens?
That's what Calvin found out about the cross ties and the treated timber. There might be something coming out of them, but if you got a root crop, all you have to do is wash it, and that's off. This E. coli and that stuff is not systemic into the plant. Okay.
So you're suggesting no matter what you do or what you get, wash your veggies.
Even if you're using commercial fertilizer. Who knows? A dog could have got in there or something.
So how do you thoroughly wash them?
In the sink.
So you just rinse them off?
You know how these people go to the supermarket and steal grapes?
No.
Those are the kind of people that come down with E. coli. When you get the grapes home, think of what's happened. Think of where that grape has come from.
Okay.
A lot of those grapes come from overseas. They've been handled by, no telling how many people they've been handled by. And so there's a good chance that maybe they had bad toilet manners and didn't wash their hands.
Cure a whole bunch of vegetarians. No.
Yeah, sure will.
It doesn't matter. I wish Pack would have thought about this before Paxton left. If you just wash your produce.
And the good news
regardless
is
of what it is and where it came from.
Now, they sell that stuff that you can spray on the produce. Is that necessary?
Well, yeah.
But, you know, you're talking about a small risk, very small risk, and then the rinsing reduces the risk even smaller. And
absolutely.
You don't have to scrub them. You just have
And you don't use soap and water. Or that'll really keep you regular.
Yeah. You think you have. You
remember that? Who was that star that said that she, when broccoli, something came up about the broccoli, and she was using soap and water to wash her broccoli with.
All right.
Now, we didn't hear from her from years after that because she was on the toilet. You know, if you don't get all that soap off that off that produce, you're in serious trouble. You don't have to use soap and water to get it off. All you have to do is just rinse it in the water. Yes, you can get E. coli from horse manure, but people have been using manure to grow crops for hundreds of years without dying from E. coli, okay? We wouldn't be here. All of your parents in Louisiana, imagine what they do in Louisiana.
Some people have, though. I mean, when there weren't any alternatives, you always had the threat was much greater, and you did have a few people die. So
and you had to wash. Those that didn't wash it from Louisiana, probably. Maybe they had sense enough not to trust those California organic psychos. And washed their spinach before they ate it. Your old 80-year-old mama did that or whatever. These sorts of things would not be a problem. Enjoy. Note.
After the email return, I can't enjoy anything.
No one has ever gotten E. coli from eating spinach grown in Texas.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah.
Let me read that again. No one has ever gotten E. coli from eating spinach grown in Texas. Do you hear that, Milton?
I heard it.
Does this tell you something?
Nobody, even pre-war, you're saying?
I don't remember the pre-war. I'm just talking about since I've been here, okay?
Okay.
Because this, you remember this?
It's raining.
You remember the spinach I was talking about? 50% of all the spinach in the United States is grown within 100 miles of here?
Right, it's grown with?
It's grown with commercial fertilizer, and it's canned, which means every leaf in there. I've been in the Del Monte canning factory down here in Crystal City. That's why so much of it's grown here. All that spinach is washed
before it's
all
canned.
That spinach that actually goes through a heat treatment.
I thought
when
a lot of our
spinach
was fresh spinach, though.
It is.
Yeah.
A lot of it's fresh market.
Yeah.
But you hadn't heard anybody dying from E. coli.
No.
I guarantee you have a couple of people die from E. coli, it's going to make the news because they love this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so
how many people died?
Now, the deal is Now, I'm not saying that it's bad to grow organic spinach with manures. I'm just saying, if you're going to use manures on any vegetable, tomatoes, anything else, you better be washing that stuff.
Why don't you just say it's a common practice to wash your vegetables before eating them?
It is, especially if you're an organic person.
So, well, or either
and
way,
I'm thinking after listening to some of these
vegetables.
I'm thinking after listening to some of these organic people.
Yeah,
they hadn't been washing all their vegetables. And you know one symptom of that E. coli poisoning.
What's that?
Mental distress.
Oh dear.
That you lose some brain cells.
Are you saying?
Can we?
I'm just saying.
Is it time for a commercial?
Just watch. Just watch the trend. Just watch or listen to those people.